From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, closed circuit TV. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Wednesday, May 14th, 2008. Are we on closed circuit TV these days? We're everywhere.
So.
CCTV, if you've ever been to London, the UK, they've got these CCTV cameras everywhere. They're kind of freaky. I mean, you don't really see them out and about, but if you pay attention, they're watching you.
I was confused the first time I heard about closed circuit TV, because to me, it meant in the 80s, when they, before the age of pay-per-view, they would put boxing matches like Hagler, well, they did it in the 70s too, you know, Muhammad Ali and Hagler, Hearns, and all these fights would be on closed circuit TV.
I don't even know what that means.
Then it meant you went to a bar, and the closed circuit was, it was only broadcast to one location, and that was called, let's go watch the fight on closed circuit TV.
Wow.
And then the news said, oh, in London, they're using closed circuit TV to combat crime. I'm like, how will a Hagler fight combat crime? But now I understand the closed circuit runs the other way. It's not for an audience. It's for the people who own the television.
So why are we talking about this? No, you will not see the Bryant Park Project on your nearest closed circuit television. But who you might see? Well, a tape from CCTV. Anyway, there's a band in the UK that didn't have enough money to make a video. And so they said, hey, there are all these cameras around England. Why don't we just position ourselves in front of these cameras and then use some laws to make these agencies give us that film, and then we'll put together our own video on the cheap. The band is called The Get Out Clause, and we'll talk to a band member.
I was skeptical, but they won me over. Also, this hour on the show, an update from China. Reports in the region say that nearly 15,000 are confirmed dead, and that number may rise. NPR has been on the scene all week. We'll get you caught up.
And the latest movie in the Narnia Chronicles series, it's set to release this Friday, and Mike is going to have a conversation with the writer, producer, and director, Andrew Adamson. We'll get the day's news headlines in just a minute, but first.
If a candidate wins a primary and no opponent is there to concede, does it make a sound? Yes, in fact, it makes this sound.
It's not over! It's not over!
Those are Hillary Clinton supporters in Charleston, West Virginia last night after their candidate handily won the primary there with 67% of the vote. Here's Clinton addressing her backers.
I want to send a message to everyone still making up their mind. I am in this race because I believe I am the strongest candidate.
But the result may have been just as notable for what didn't happen. Barack Obama didn't hold a post-primary rally. He barely even campaigned in the state. And according to the LA Times, Obama conceded the election in a voicemail message on a Clinton staffer's cell phone.
At least he didn't leave a text ending in LOL. The question is, where was Obama yesterday? Missouri, which figures to be a key swing state in the general election. And there, Obama talked mostly about his would-be opponent, Republican John McCain.
The Bush-Cheney ticket won't be up for re-election, but Bush-Cheney policies will, because John McCain has decided that he is running for George Bush's third term in office.
And it looks like Obama will continue to focus his energies on the general election. Today, he'll be in the swing state of Michigan. But last night, Clinton sounded like she is still in it to win it.
There are only 3 weeks left in the final contest, and your support can make the difference between winning and losing.
We do have some other vote tallies from yesterday to report. Over on the Republican side in the West Virginia primary, a big shocker, Alan Keyes got 1.2%. Yes, 1.2% of West Virginians still think Alan Keyes is making sense. We didn't see that coming.
There was also a special election in Mississippi, and the results don't bode well for Republicans. A vote to fill a vacated House seat saw Democrat Travis Childers beat Republican Greg Davis in a traditionally Republican district.
That type of result is looking like a trend. Earlier this month, Democrats claimed a seat in Louisiana that the GOP had held since 1974. And back in March, Democrats captured the Illinois district, long held by former House Speaker Republican Dennis Hastert.
So where do we go from here? Kentucky and Oregon, that's where both states hold their primaries next Tuesday. You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on these stories. Now let's get more of the day's news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.